Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you come here, you can win the Super Bowl. If he can't offer that anymore, yeah, can he be the roster builder that he's been all along?
Not going to be an attractive destination for free agents if Tom Brady is no longer in New England.
I'm telling you, man, it could get wild. It could get very wild.
Dale Arnold.
I'm happier that it got out to come to light. People are outraged and they want to go after the players and this and that. And I understand it. Rightfully so.
People need to chillax.
Rich Keefe.
Adding another playoff team is unnecessary. It's just not going to be very good.
This guy sucks.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
You can't have sex with ghosts.
Wow, good question.
Who doesn't like a good hug?
Rich, that is a great, great question.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. Our buddy Andy Hart is in the house, and they both hate the deal that the Bruins have
Hate's
made
a little
today.
Strong, Dale. I don't hate anything or anyone.
It's hard to hate someone.
Andy hates everything.
Well, I hadn't heard of the man 20 minutes ago. So.
I was just blown away. Who was the one hockey writer that you said is like, look out, it's a scary second line?
Don Lechuzen.
Yeah, easy, Don. This is not that scary.
Dom. Dom.
I don't think it's that scary.
Say you don't know the player or the analyst.
No, I don't know either one. I'm being honest about it. I don't know either one. He could be great. He could come in, and maybe it is. Maybe he needs a winning environment, a winning culture. But for everybody to just call him like a like an automatic top six forward, it seems a little aggressive to me. But
I can just say that the people who scout the game and analyze the game, guys like Billy Jaffe and other I really honestly do respect, have said this guy is a top six talent who's had trouble staying healthy. Mm-hmm. As a 22-year-old, he scored 20 goals when Anaheim didn't suck the way they have the last couple of years. Last year, he couldn't stay healthy. This year, the Ducks are horrible. And he's going to be the right wing for David Krejci. The line is going to be Jake DeBrusque, David Krejci, and Andre Kase. So he's going to have an opportunity to perform like he's never had before.
So is his problem this year just the team is awful? Because there are guys on his team that are scoring more than he
among
is, clearly.
Others, yeah.
You know, I mean, so we'll, again,
so
we'll
you're buying potential.
You are buying some potential.
Controllable.
And
cheap,
you're creating and
more
a little
bit of space.
You're getting yourself out from under a contract which has become onerous. You literally were paying David Backes to sit at home and right. not play.
A portion of the contract. You still have a
piece. You're still paying a piece.
You're paying 25% as opposed to 100.
Right.
Or opposed to even 50 like the Red Sox with David Price.
And I understand, by the way, that you guys are only concerned about the cup run, and that's valid. I'm not even arguing. What Don Sweeney has to think about is, you know, I got Torrey Krug coming up. I got Jake DeBrusque coming up. I got Matt Grizzlick coming up.
Well, what I would have
I got to make sure that I've got enough money to be able to get some or all of these guys re-signed as well.
What would have been much, much worse than this was if they traded away Torrey Krug, being like, well, we can't sign him.
Yeah, we don't have the money to sign him.
Right. That would have been the worst possible move in my mind for them to do, both in the short term and then even in the long term. Like, what, unless you got like a crazy package in return, which I don't think you would get for a rental.
Right.
At least they're not doing that. They're clearly committed to this team.
And you
and
added.
They should be.
You didn't remove from a cup contender. You added.
You haven't taken away a single player who was playing. Now, you still might, because, again, if you bring in another body or two, not everybody's going to be able to play anyway. So if you have to trade Danton Heinen, I don't think anybody's going to lose sleep over it. If you have to trade another guy on the active roster with a guy from Providence because now you don't have your first-round pick, all right, so be it. That's the cost of doing business.
Yeah, you've got prospects, and I'm going to be surprised if some of those prospects aren't included in other deals.
Yeah.
What I think ultimately will happen here is that they are going to end up with another forward. I don't think it'll be a defenseman. And you're going to, in my opinion, trade a player or two off this current roster and a prospect or two before you're done as well.
So do you think they'll go into the playoffs with Krug and Grizzlick, both in their starting six? You do? Because I know last week you were, or earlier this week, you were hoping for Brendan Dillon.
I love Brendan Dillon.
He's a big fella. And so you'd still have the same problem with the two smaller guys defensively, which against a team like St. Louis could cause problems.
I mean, I know you guys hated the idea of retaining some of the money. And again, perfectly valid.
Well, but I will say, if you had led with the 25%, I am the type of person that would have digested it a little bit easier.
Yeah,
it was the idea that it was all gone.
Maybe they got them all. Yeah,
I understand.
Oh, wait. The
Bruins would have had $4.9 million in dead cap space going into the offseason. They now have $1.5 million.
That's good.
And again,
that's good.
You go back to Don Sweeney has to worry about this year, but he also has to worry about going forward. Am I going to be able to keep Torrey Krug? Am I going to be able to sign Jake DeBrusk? Am I going to get Matt Grizzlick's name on a contract? I got to worry about the money going forward
as
well.
In this case, I mean, your team right this second is better.
Yes.
And then in the future, you can make the case that it's better.
Right.
Because this guy, Kase, if he's any good, I'll have to learn how to pronounce his name. And second of all,
Case.
He's young. He's under contract for next year as well. So maybe he factors in. Again, I think your first round pick is going to be pick 28, 29, or 30. So that's
It's
a crapshoot
with
what you're going to get there. And now you have a little bit more money to retain a guy like Torrey Krug or maybe even sign another free agent that is out there. So it should be win-win, but as far as like, ooh, now I really feel good about them in a series against Tampa or Washington. I'm not there yet.
Well,
that might be the next move.
It's dangerous.
The second line is.
According to Andy Strickland, who covers the St. Louis Blues, and obviously Backus, a former member of the St. Louis Blues, says David Backus will report to Anaheim this weekend. He has not been allowed to skate while in limbo, will likely need 2 weeks to skate and get back into playing shape before he enters the lineup and plays again this season. He was not going to play here. I mean, they literally were paying him to sit at home and not play, not even skate, because if something happened and he fell into the boards and hit his head, I mean, the next thing you know, you've got to pay the entire contract, and they knew they were trying to get out from under it. Kase will be here. He won't be here tonight. There's no way they'll get him to Calgary for tonight's game. I would not be shocked if he's in Vancouver for tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, could be.
Lighten up the net.
And the Bruins have confirmed the deal, which I love how quick that is, whereas like in other sports, they agreed to a deal. Belichick won't talk about it for 2 weeks.
No.
And you're like, the guy's on the field. We see him in practice. They won't even talk about it. Meanwhile, the Bruins are like, yep, this is happening.
Well, the release that they put out, they give you everything, including, and they retain 25%.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they tell you everything.
Why shouldn't it be that way? Like, why?
It's a great question. Next time you have Bill on, you're around Bill, you ask him, how come when you have to make final cuts at the end of training camp, they're due by 4 p.m. in the league office?
What's up with that?
And we don't get them until like 10 o'clock at night. What's with the 6 hours in between?
Yeah, well, what's the deal?
How's the rules work here?
He'll probably answer that.
I've got to work on the pronunciation because I actually think it's Kasha.
Kasha.
Oh, God.
I said Kase.
Dale, what are you
I
doing,
Kasha? Do you have any Kesha we can play?
That'd be nice.
What's the first name? You got that one right?
Andre.
Oh, no, I know about
I've been
trusting
Andre.
I know about the Andre part.
Kasha?
I believe.
Is that a cereal?
But that's like I said, I've probably got until tomorrow night to get it
straight.
Yeah,
you need to learn that for sure.
Yeah, it's one thing to do it on the radio, but TV's permanent.
I mean,
if me or Andy don't know how to say it, no big deal.
Yeah,
and Dale Arnold doesn't know how to say it, we're in trouble.
Then I'm in deep trouble.
Andre.
It's a term for the pseudo cereal, buckwheat.
Ricky Snails Jones.
Yeah, that's Wiggy. Have him come in.
Well, that's a real shame.
Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline, Jermaine Wiggins.
He will be with us on the NHL Trade Deadline Spectacular on Monday, so we'll have him maybe after Scheim reports.
Live reaction.
That's what Scheim does. That's his job. Then we'll immediately have Wiggy name all the players.
Yeah, it was pretty sad when Dale took my thunder earlier, you know.
I know. That was Trade Desk Scheim.
Sorry, I sent it to him, so it's
all
okay.
Right. All right. Well, of course
still had it first.
Of course you did. That's where all the trades come in.
That's like sometimes Schefter shares his information.
Yes.
So-and-so told us, and it's like Field Yates and and we kind of pumping him up a little
bit. So I was the Schefter in this situation? Thank you.
You and Dale is the up-and-coming Field Yates.
I'm actually a little surprised, only in this regard. I know that when Don Sweeney gave up a first-round pick to get Rick Nash, and nobody, by the way, had an issue with it, then Nash gets hurt. Not that you could predict that, but Sweeney that following June at the draft hated not having a first-round pick. The reports were it drove him nuts that he didn't have a first-round pick.
Oh, they're all like that.
And he's now given up another one this coming draft.
Bill calls it, you know, standing on the side watching the parade go by and just waving because everybody gets to pick. And it's why everybody assumes he's going to make deals this year because he goes two rounds from 23 to the third round without a pick.
Right.
But it would also lend credence to the idea that he traded away one first-round pick. You're not going to want to trade it away another, correct?
So I wouldn't think
whatever
so.
Whatever other deals are players, prospects.
These would be these young guys. Yeah.
Yes.
I have a hard time picturing that he's going to give up next year's first-round pick as well. He's already given up this year's. Now, as I said, though, I think there are a couple of players on the current NHL roster and certainly some prospects who could be made available who would be a very attractive package for somebody.
Who are the guys on the big club that could go, you think?
I mean, sitting here spitballing.
That's what we
John
do.
Moore.
Yeah.
Who's kind of, you know, a spare in-and-out defenseman. Steven Kampfer, same sort of thing. Danton Heinen, who some people think has underperformed a bit at times
this year.
Doesn't
sound like you're getting a lot for those guys,
well,
though,
no,
right?
But in combination with
prospects,
you know, Jorho Vakanainen or Trent Frederick or, you know, John Beecher, you know, in conjunction with those people, all of a sudden it's a lot more attractive package.
From what you tell me is a deep system. I'll take your word for it.
That's most people think that the Bruins have, and that Sweeney in particular, has done a good job building up the minor league, the developmental system, especially compared to where it was.
Right.
So, you know.
Okay, you're selling me on it, Dale, because now I've come around to you didn't give up anything. You gained potential. You're at the very least as good as you were before you made the deal, and you have the potential to be much better. That is a positive spin
on this.
No,
you're better right now than you were yesterday.
Right. Are you dangerous on your second line? We'll see.
I know. I just was giving you some of the reaction out there.
No, you should. You should sell it. It's Monday afternoon. You should sell the hell out of it. Use dangerous every time you talk about
According
it.
According to, this was updated January 24th.
Okay.
The NHL's best farm systems ranked the midseason update by thehockeywriters.com. There are 31 teams in the NHL, and the Bruins have the 28th best farm system.
That's not as positive as Dale.
No.
I
don't know the source.
That's 28th being bad, right? That's not
28th
right.
being not, there's only three worse than you.
I think that I've certainly heard others that have disagreed with that.
Well, this
and those
is what I got.
Things are always, I always take all those with a grain of salt. The Baseball America. And
well, all those ones are. And that's how you're trying to figure out if they won the Betts deal or not.
Right.
Or actually, you can't win it.
Can
but if you were able to be competitive.
Can I be the bearer of more bad tidings for you?
Well, why
I know what you
now,
do around
Dale.
Here, Dale.
The Boston Celtics tweeted this out. Kemba Walker had his knee drained and received a Synvisc injection to help with swelling and soreness. He will be out for at least tonight's game, according to Coach Stevens. But knee drained and Synvisc injection sounds like more than a night, doesn't
it? But the good news is, Dale, he played 30 minutes in the All-Star game and looked really
looked
good. Feels like snark.
Feels like a dumb decision.
Why are you playing the All-Star game if your knee's all messed
up?
It's a show. Showcase your talent.
I love
that. I don't even mind if you go. Go ahead and go. Don't play.
I don't even mind if you play a little bit, depending on how it's feeling that day. But you can't play 29 minutes. He played like the whole fourth quarter, that untimed fourth quarter. I feel like Kemba was out there the whole time. I've had zero problem with Kemba Walker since they got him here. He's been awesome. Seems like a great teammate, great player, great closer, all of that. This seems dumb. Like, right, if Kyrie Irving did this, we'd all be killing him. If other players that you didn't like as much are doing this, you'd be killing him.
Now, I know
you
the knee has been an issue.
That long. Yeah, it has.
But we don't know how the knee felt Saturday night.
But
right?
Guess what?
Maybe
you have
the
this
knee
time,
felt great.
You have this break. If you have anything going on with you, you can't play. Or you can play and you play a third of those minutes.
That's fair. The minutes probably could have been managed
better. Yeah, I don't like that.
And it doesn't look...
Well, especially, look, if he missed tonight's game, you say, all right, fine.
It's not great.
But to have your knee drained and get a Synvisc injection,
terrible,
doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I'm more concerned with the Synvisc than I am with the draining. You know, the draining, minor procedure, it happens, whatever. But the Synvisc is a, you know, there's an issue.
You need some more stuff in there.
Yeah, there's an issue. Yeah. And that issue's not going away. That's a temporary, that's putting a Band-Aid on it, but it's not necessarily healing anything underneath. That's a more of a longer-term concern for me. Not that he plays or doesn't play, but what is the long-term prognosis of this? That Synvisc is like, my mother-in-law is like 80, and she goes and gets one of those every once in a while, right?
How many minutes
like,
does she play?
Not a lot.
Game?
Not at all. She doesn't move like she used to. But, you know, that means bone on bone, and those don't get better. Yeah, it's a temporary solution. So that would be my issue, is a long-term concern.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get right back to your calls, but first, we trend.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
Yeah.
Shime's record in the year of 2020.
Thank you.
16-8. I love the Penguins here. That's why we're playing Happy Feet, because I'll be doing my happy dance.
Is this because of the Shime factor?
Colorado Avalanche money line versus the LA Kings. I'm taking the Roughnecks. Big line, laying 7.5, but I really like Houston this week.
I want my 16-ounce double dry hopped 4-pack from Chris Shime.
I love the over.
Yes.
In the All-Star game. Right now, the line set at 301.5.
Not enough.
Is Shime a good gambler?
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine. He wins some, lose some.
He's passionate about it, which I like.
Oh, it's that time of the week, everybody. It is a 1:30 on Dale and Keefe, and that means it is time for Chris Shime's Craft Brewed 4-Pack. We're looking for a sponsor here. I think we are in desperate need of a sponsor. Could be anything, because Chris Shime is giving away money. He, of course, of the Winners Club podcast, which he, Mutt, and John Anderson are a part of.
Some believe he carries.
I would say he does carry.
Yeah,
you guys are too kind.
It's a Shime-dominated podcast.
Mutt's a glorified listener.
Yeah, pretty much. And then John just kind of hits buttons like he does on this show, and you're like, what does he really do?
He's
going to figure
producer.
Out what his deal is.
Yeah.
He's trying to find his
character. I don't wear sunglasses in here.
And he brings a lot of
eyes. I didn't want to, and he didn't need to bring that up again because it's a radio show. Nobody knows. I could be in a tuxedo the whole time.
I've really never seen cameras in here.
I don't know what a tuxedo.
Never seen you in a button shirt.
I don't own either. It's not for me. But Shime was giving away winners all football season long, and a lot of people probably said, well, football season, that makes sense. Everybody bets on football. Football season, or should I say the NFL, is over. But Chris Shime is still handing out those winners to make your weekends a little bit more enjoyable. Shime, so far, and we just heard last week's little rundown, but for the 2020 year, what is Chris Shime on the Dale and Keefe Show?
Currently 18-10.
You're going to want to get on this, folks, now. 18-10 is fantastic. And I believe I had a chance to catch up with you a little bit earlier in the day. You have four more picks for us today?
I have four awesome picks today.
Oh, my God.
And we are going
across
every sport.
Oh, I love that. Something for everybody.
A little spice for everybody.
Every sport. At least four of them. That's what it sounds like.
four
every sport.
Of them.
I think there's more
All right, four sports. Shime, how do you want to begin?
So we're going to start with, I mean, everybody knows me. I'm Slapshot Shime, so I'm bringing the puck luck.
It's time for Puck Luck with Chris Slapshot Shime.
Not only do I hang out at the trade desk, but I'm also giving you winners on the hockey board.
You are nailing hockey games so
this
far.
This is the Andy Hart Memorial I Hate This Trade Hunger Strike Pick of the Week.
Oh, nice.
I'm taking the Bruins money line versus Calgary tonight.
Wow.
Bruins are on a heater. They did lose one to the Red Wings along that way, but they just beat Edmonton in overtime earlier this week. I think they're going to keep it up. I love this trade. Sweeney is showing the team. He's behind them. They want to make a push. Taking the Bruins.
At the risk of sounding like Andy Hart, are you worried about a team that's on a heater that's playing against the Flames?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not even a little.
I'll tell you, you're going to want to pay extra close attention when Chris Shime is talking hockey. They don't call him Slapshot Shime for nothing.
Tampa Bay finally lost a game last night, so I figure this is the Bruins' opportunity. Gain some of that ground back.
Oh, I love it.
Did you lose the outdoor series?
I did, unfortunately.
The one with the bad traffic?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, what a hook!
Who would have thought the LA Kings
played well outside?
Shime didn't take that extra level of info. He didn't realize where the game was.
I just thought Nathan McKinnon would show up.
Listen, you got a lot on your plate. You're the trade desk guy. You're the news desk guy. You're also giving us picks. I mean,
we sing
on Tuesdays. Yeah. We wear you too thin, Shime.
An embarrassment of riches.
All right, so Bruins, what'd you say, money line?
That's correct. Bruins money line.
Money line on Bruins. All right, what's the next one?
So the second pick is Orlando may be the Magic, but the Mavericks have the Magic.
Oh,
this is the I Have the Magic in Me pick of the week. Give me the Dallas Mavericks laying 4 tonight at the Orlando Magic.
Wow. All right. So
I am the biggest Luka Doncic fan in the Boston Tri-State area.
Okay.
I am all in on the Mavericks.
I think you're running
here.
Unopposed there. He's a great player.
No. If you recall,
Andy Hart does
I was
like
big
us.
On the Mavs on the season over-under
He's
way
a great
back
player.
When.
He's a because great player.
Actually, we just reviewed that this week on the Winners Club pod, which Shime put the over. It was 40.5 games. If they win tonight, they only need to win 6 more, and they hit that over.
See, so Rich Keith mocked me when I said that a long time ago.
Well, I like Luka Doncic. I think he's one of the best
players
in the
league. Very high on the Mavericks entering the season.
So you got a road favorite.
That is correct. Road favorite tonight. The Mavericks laying 4 at the Magic.
I thought home dogs bark the loudest.
Home dogs, that's football.
Totally different.
Yeah, I don't think it applies.
There's no barking in hoops.
No, I don't think it applies to
I'm 28-10 when betting basketball this season, feeling very confident.
28-10 on hoops?
That is correct.
Is that NBA or is there some college mixed in?
No, all NBA.
High school, mostly.
Yep.
And at the Y.
You can find that on my Action Network profile.
Can we talk about ball movement? You're talking about the movement of the ball.
So you don't do college basketball?
I do not. I dabble here and there.
March Madness is
you have to. Everybody gambles on March Madness.
Sometimes I have a couple rules when betting basketball.
Nice.
I generally don't bet a line that's more than 10 points unless it's the Milwaukee Bucks. Against a very bad team.
Okay. They cover.
And there's a lot of big lines in college basketball, which tend to scare me. So wait until the competition gets really good, and then that's when I kind of get in there.
So what I like about these two early picks, and I don't know what you have in store for us for the next two, but they're both tonight.
They are tonight.
Friday night picks, so you sort of get a little bit more cash in your wallet,
and
if
the next
you will.
Two will be later in the weekend.
Awesome. Perfect.
So this next pick. This is the Wildcats get your head in the game. Let's score a million points pick of the week.
Okay.
I'm going over 44 in the DC Defenders at the Wildcats this weekend in the XFL.
This is the future. This is not the past. This is the future, and the future moves fast.
So where do the Wildcats play? Just curious.
The LA Wildcats.
Okay.
The LA
I don't know them all yet.
Wildcats. Was that the team that fired Pepper Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It was.
Could see that happen.
They scored 17 and 18 points so far in each of their two games. But then the DC Defenders have scored,
18.
I believe, 28 and 31. The over's right now at 44.
44.
I think we can hit that.
All right. So a little XFL. Now, XFL.
You took a team called the Defenders to allow points.
There you go.
Defenders score
and
a lot of
suddenly
points.
Suddenly he's back.
That's weird.
Wow.
So that is your XFL pick.
That is my
of the
XFL
week
pick.
There.
Staying away from the Vipers?
Yeah, the Vipers have been
Vipers
struggling. Big struggles.
Shime also went with that big spread last week that didn't
and
help
And they
them.
Won, but they just couldn't cover,
I told you. It was a bit, I was shocked you weren't scared away by that number.
You're right. And I probably should have been a little more hesitant with
should
that.
I,
but
I've The scoring is an issue at times in the XFL, and you're taking it over.
It does seem like...
Except for the DC defenders. Cardale Jones seems to be carving defenses up a little bit.
What I really like about the XFL is they put the over-under right on the scoreboard.
That's how you get people involved?
I like that.
In person, or you mean on the screen?
On the screen.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant...
Oh, the players gambling? No.
No, I mean, I thought you meant like on the board. Oh, with that touchdown,
no,
they cover
on the board,
the
but like right
crazy.
Next to like... Yeah, what they quarter do. They're yep. in? It says over under 44.
Was a, I'm in. Teachable moment for my kids because they were both like, what the heck
what is
that weird number right there?
And like, listen, when you both grow up and start gambling all your money.
No,
that's
in like
what
a year when I have the app in Massachusetts and we're doing family gambling.
Just drive up to New Hampshire.
I don't live there.
It's a beautiful. Well, I said drive up. I didn't say live there.
But that doesn't help me with the app. It's geo targeted.
If you drive up there, you
but
can
once
use
I drive
the
back,
app.
I can't use it anymore.
Put
I'm
all
not
your
driving
bets
to
in up in New Hampshire.
So I'm driving there every day.
Go
it
do
sucks
some.
The easy
you're gonna
fun
bet
out of it.
Every day.
Well, you might
not here.
You might.
Just you could also drive down to Rhode Island if you live closer to that. Andy.
I actually do.
Andy does live close
to Rhode
Island
border. Probably I could get there in like 20 minutes.
So, oh my God,
go Steve. Go see Steve DiAzzi, Twin
that
River.
Too.
That's a good point.
Or you listen to Shime on
owes
Friday.
He a steak, I think.
Why?
Because I no, made him look bad in front of Belichick.
That's
he knows
great.
What I'm talking about.
No, he doesn't. So,
all right, Andy.
You yes. listen to Shime's four picks that stick every single Friday, and then you drive up to New Hampshire or down to Rhode Island. You put all four of those bets in, and then you drive home, and then you just count your winnings.
You just count them up.
Just count west. Your winnings.
It's west to Rhode Island.
I don't care where it is. But
all
that's
right,
where
compass
go.
Heart.
I know we got a Carmen Sandiego over here helping
she
us.
My
out.
Whole nose is a compass.
All right, the fourth and final pick from
so
Chris.
I'm going to do something here that I haven't really done before. So
spring
this
training baseball.
No, it's the parlay partay, isn't
no,
it?
No, it is not. This is the Mutz in Vegas losing his mortgage memorial pick of the week. He's in Vegas. We got to bet on the fight here,
yes,
boys.
Yeah. I like
Wilder
it.
Fury this weekend. I mean, how can you not? I am all here, all in on Deontay Wilder.
Really?
And right
the local
now,
family needs your help.
Wilder to win by KO, TKO, or DQ, plus 125. I love that. And then I'm going to sprinkle on Wilder to win in the 8th, 9th, or 10th rounds. You can get 1,600, 1,800, and 2,000, respectively, for the three.
So, let's just put it this way. If you're a fight fan, check. If you're a football fan, check. If you're a basketball fan, check. And if you're a hockey fan, like Chris Slapshot Scheim is, there's something for everybody this week.
We are bringing you the winnings around
I love it.
The world.
He delivered. He said he was doing all the sports.
And he did. Real quick, Scheim, just for people who joined late, your picks real quick.
So, my picks are the Bruins money line at Calgary tonight, Mavericks laying four at the Orlando Magic tonight, over 44 in the DC Defenders at the LA Wildcats this weekend, and Deontay Wilder to win by KO, TKO, or DQ at plus 125 against Tyson Fury.
Love it very much. That's Chris Scheim with his picks. You can check out more of his picks on the Winners Club podcast along with John Anderson and Mutt. Scheim is 18-10 so far in 2020, giving us picks on the program.
It's a good run.
Are you interested in the boxing match, Andy Hart?
I am.
Yeah, I am too. I'm not a huge boxing guy, but I am kind of interested in this one. They've done a pretty good job hyping it up. It's two guys that have never lost. They fought each other once, and it was a draw, so you only kind of blemish on either record. So,
although, did you hear the commercial made me laugh out loud? The pay-per-view of the decade. And I'm like, is it?
We're like a month into the decade.
No, it's literally.
Oh, yeah.
We just started the 2020s. I'm like, it's February.
I'm like, I don't know. I'd probably still say the Royal Rumble over this. But, all right.
But no, I'm definitely interested. So you're going to. I had somebody send me a link that supposedly will work. So we'll see.
That's great. That's certainly legal. So thanks for that. Just to clarify, Dale had to step out for a personal reason. He's fine, but he had to step out. So it was not Scheim, and he was not opposed to Scheim's gambling picks.
The trade.
Maybe
it's just like a
maybe
walkout.
He's following up some more information on that.
Wildcat walkout because he hates the trade.
Do we want to take one more shot at the player's name? Andre Kasha?
I thought it was Kasha.
I don't know, man.
Kasha?
Kesha?
Kesh.
You can't even say Axel.
Kasha.
No, it definitely looked like Alex to me. Axel.
It's a good name.
He's gone. But the Bruins did make a trade today. But we'll come back, wrap things up with what else they got here on Dale and Keith.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Wrapping things up here on Dale and Keith. Time now for a little...
What else you got?
Andy Hart?
I don't know what Tom Brady did to Chris Sims and Chris Sims' short time with the Patriots organization. I will also continue to tell the story that Chris Sims used to eat in the lunchroom that I ate in, which I always found weird. So he was an outsider while being an insider.
As a player?
No. When he was in the front office.
Oh, yeah.
He worked as like a scout.
Lower level.
Oh, yeah, but even the low-level guys?
They get to
stick
eat
with
the-
whoever, wherever... the real people are, not
did,
the
even
employees.
Back then, did he button his top button on his shirts?
I don't believe he did, but I don't recall. You know what? I'm going to say he didn't because, you know me, I would have noted that immediately.
100%.
Like, I look at your glasses and
would
I think DB. So I would have noted that on him immediately.
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you?
Tried to punch me earlier.
That's right. Unbelievable.
Well, I wouldn't try to punch. If I punch, it's Landon. So Chris Sims, we know he hates Brady, and apparently like Puckline Shime or whatever the hell his name is.
Slapshot Shime.
Everybody knows
and it's
it.
It's Puck Luck with Slapshot Shime.
Yeah, all right.
Very simple.
Well, Slapshot Shime loves Ryan Tannehill,
what,
and so does Chris Sims.
Tom Brady is not as good as Ryan Tannehill right now. I'm just sorry. You know, I know Tom Brady is arguably the greatest quarterback ever, certainly the most accomplished, the man. But that doesn't mean he's the best in 2020.
Grammarly,
I'm just sorry.
I'm just
sorry.
You're
right. You're a sorry-ass excuse for an NFL analyst.
My favorite Chris Sims moment of all time was his assessment of one Josh Allen.
But Josh Allen, they're never out of a game or in a tough situation because of him. Now, he can put them in some tough situations, too.
What?
Love when you contradict yourself. Jim Crane is like, I even waited like 50 seconds to do it.
There was at least a minute in there.
You did it immediately.
This was unbelievable.
So what else you got?
Yeah.
Well, I'm done, I guess.
You're not
played
done?
The music. Yeah, you're done. That's what happened. John said, listen, John's in charge of that. He said, you're done. What else you got? What else I got?
What are you doing here?
Well, I think it's a sad day, not for Andy Hart, because he admitted earlier he wasn't a fan, but it is a sad day, I think, for radio fans in general. WAAF is going off the air tonight at midnight. They've been on my entire life. In fact, I think it's been 50 years since they have been the rock format, and they've gone through some different, you know, obviously a lot of different hosts. Greg Hill was there for more than half of it, which is amazingly impressive. There was the Opie and Anthony run, which as a kid in the 90s, that sort of got me hooked. But then Mistress Carey's been there for such a long time, was still there, is going to be on the air today. I think Greg's going to be a part of it. I think he said after 4 o'clock he might jump on, but I'm sure it's going to be a lot of the old kind of hosts telling stories. And they were just the center of it. It was AAF and it was BCN. And as a kid who liked rock music and just sort of the different shtick that they would put together, I thought it was the best. So I think they're going to be missed. And it's just sad for radio in general because not just in Boston, but in the country, those were the two best rock stations.
Right.
Or two of the best. I mean, there's K-Rock and there's a few other ones. But everybody knew them. Bands would come in from around the world and they would recognize WAAF. And that's gone. And listen, I know radio is going in a different direction. Like, everybody kind of is aware of that. And, like, with all the podcasting that's out there and all the different ways to sort of take on your content. But it just kind of sucks. And it's also like you're getting old kind of moment, too, when you're like, all right, now, you know, BCN, that's been off for 11 years. Now WAAF is calling it quits today. Coming up tomorrow on WEEI.
You didn't really cry there. I thought maybe you'd cry.
That's why I have the glasses on.
Oh, okay. So
that's
dripping.
Why.
That's called pus. That's not crying.
You are on. No, it is an infection.
And
you
it's
are
been
on
a blast.
It has been. Listening to AF has been a blast. You are going to be on tomorrow with Mark James.
Yes,
10 o'clock.
10 to 1. Yep. Why one? You'd say usually
yeah,
they're 4 hour
how
shows.
How come it stops at one, Andy? Is
because
there something else that we've been promoting?
Oh, to yeah. The most special radio broadcast in the history of the Boston Red Sox spring training.
Can't think of one better or with more anticipation.
As Dale said, it will include two professionals and Christian Fourier.
Christian Fourier will be calling the game tomorrow, Red Sox and Rays. I'm sure those guys will be hitting on that and everything else. They are down in Florida. So that'll do it for us. Thanks to Slapshot Shime and John and Andy Hart. Always a pleasure, sir. OMF coming up next.
I wouldn't even say 2.5. I'd say one and two halves.
That's all, folks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.